Well, it's great to see. It's a trial exercise at the moment, and our boys were out there, our men, and there was ladies, a couple of ladies, started harvesting the tripang out in the wild, you know, from their wild, and it was great to see them. You know, they were interested, and for me as the person who supports the fishing and business and community, I'm really pleased the way they've shown their interest in going out during the day. It was, you know, the one full day, just about full day, caught the right tide where they were out there.
You'd have to do it on low tide, I presume.
On low tide, there was the I think it was the three days of the best tide. So they made it, and it was great to see them. And this is part of that program that we wanted Tassie Seafood, who are the license holder for tripang, exporting it, mainly the exporting. At last, I say at last, and part of negotiated with us, and I was really pleased the way they said, "Well, look, our boys will be so pleased to take part in harvesting." It was the harvesting plus gutting. Boiling and drying them. The whole process was shown to the boys, and they were really great. It's something you might call it simple, but it's hard work, but it's worthwhile.
Yeah, because I thought all that work got done down in Victoria. I thought all the processing was down in the southern.
The last process, I believe, I could be wrong, it's done in Melbourne, where I think the last. I don't know what they call it, but it had to go through another machine that cleaned the before, you know, the before they exported. Went through a machine that brushed or cleaned the yours.
Yeah,
it was in Melbourne.
So this harvest, was it a straight wild caught harvest, or had some of these sea cucumbers, had they been put out there as juveniles to fatten up?
That's for me to find out, because I was out of the farm in Darwin looking and talking to the guys who were dealing with about tagging, and I want to find it. But most of those tripping that was harvested, collected, were out in the wild.
But that's the plan from now on, isn't it, to... What, every year put out some juveniles that...
To keep the stock going, we need to do that, because we don't want to out-harvest one area and you know, we want to put back what we need for next year.
Well, Antava, you're with the Yagbani Avril Corporation. What do you think the potential is for a tripang industry for the region?
Oh, Matt, the potential's fairly big, but the tripang is really just one part of a suite of opportunities for seafood for the seafood industry in Arnhem Land. So Yagbani Aboriginal Corporation is not only working with tripang but also with clams and oysters, and we have four families now who have applied for fishing licences. So the tripang will be a seasonal harvest. It's not something that's
at around this time of year.
This time of the year is a good time of the year because of the tides, because of the big low tides.
Uh-huh.
So we'd only be harvesting out of predominantly out of the intertidal zone. So that gives people opportunity to go to their country, to walk on their country, and to harvest. So the great thing about the harvest, the trial harvest that happened last week, was that it's a first step into a practical world of actually starting people understanding what it is they need to do to harvest tripang from their country. So Yagbani Aboriginal Corporation will act as the hub,
yep,
where people can go and harvest from their country, and that'll be country along a substantial proportion of the coast close to Goulburn Island, as well as Goulburn Island. So different families owning different parts of the coast will be able to go and collect in their country, understand how to collect, how to transport and store till that tripang comes back to the Warrawood community, where Yagbani Aboriginal Corporation will then purchase the tripang from those families.
Okay, because I was going to say, who gets the money?
Well, the money, the Yagbani Aboriginal Corporation, as I say, will act as a hub. So we'll purchase the tripang from those fishermen,
uh-huh,
the same as we do with fish. And you know, later with other products, and then we'll on sell them at the moment to Tasmanian Seafoods.
Right, so the communities do the harvest, they'll sell to the corporation sells it on to Tassie Seafoods.
That's right. And so the corporation acts as an umbrella organisation to support those families into being able to make those harvests. So there'll be, things like the bit of gear that they need to go out and do that. You know, the tubs and the bags and the floats and ways of storing, and so that they can bring Trepang back to the community in the under the conditions they need to bring it back. And then the Trepang will be purchased.
You described this first commercial harvest as a trial, but 550 kilos of sea cucumber. To me, that sounds like a lot. I mean, how much does a Trepang weigh? About, what do you reckon?
About between 300 and 500 grams. So
yeah, right.
There's a lot of animals.
So that's a lot.
Yeah, and it was actually out of quite a small area as well. So. It was a pretty impressive harvest. I was pleasantly surprised. I think everyone was pleasantly surprised, and it's really set the community abuzz, because this is something that's been talked about for a long, long time.
Yeah,
and people have been working and training in this space, and working in research around this space with ACR and with the Department of Primary Industries here in Darwin with fisheries. Around developing this ranching
ranching's the term we're using for putting the juveniles out there to grow up. Is that the term we're using? Ranching.
That's right.
That's what that means. Yeah.
So it's taking broodstock from the wild and from the area where that broodstock is then spawned in Darwin.
Yep.
Juveniles are grown up to a fairly small stage, to about 20. Yep. 25 to 40 millimetres.
Yep.
And then they're seeded out onto flats.
Onto the seagrass beds.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to Goulburn Island, do we see a lot of that sort of seagrass country?
The seagrass around that area where they were harvesting yesterday is just natural. Around that part of the island, is just full of it, the grass, seagrass.
It's perfect for them.
It's perfect.
Perfect conditions.
Yep. Trepang, harvesting, fishing is just part of us, a part of our people. And
it plays a big part in the history of commercial, probably, you look at, we
were exporting, not us, but they were taking the Trepang macassans to their country. And
what does it taste like, Bonnet?
Well,
I have never had one.
I have. We don't eat. I haven't tasted
it. You haven't tried one?
I haven't tried.
Because they reckon it's a delicacy.
It's a delicacy, and it's medicine too. I mean, it's something to do with asthma, rheumatism that is invented through eating. And
China buys a lot of it, is my understanding.
China is the Vietnam Chinese are the best customers for.
Yeah.
Tassie Seafood.
Yeah. So now that this first commercial harvest is out of the way, what's the plan for next year?
Hopefully it will grow. It will grow. And there are other young fellows who are saying, can we join? Can we join? I said, look, it's up to you guys. We can't tell you. You've got countries over on the mainland that you can go to in your own time. Go. Good tides. Harvest them. Process them properly. We'll start setting up a boiler on the island that will part of the processing is boiling them and then dry them, and boiling them, it takes about 7 minutes to boil them.
Yeah, really.
That's how I found out from Tassie Seafood. Okay. 7 minutes, that's it, and then dry them and then packed and sent south
for that last bit of processing.
Chill them, and then you're down to Melbourne.
Wow. So a big opportunity for the island.
Great, great opportunity. It's a future opportunity for our people to take part in economic development.
Hey, well, thanks so much for coming onto the Country Hour and telling us about it. All the best for the wet season out there. Are things well at Warrawee after the last wet season? You copped a bit of a knock.
Hopefully. I think we're a bit equipped with a few of the buildings that was built in the last 6 months. cyclone coded. So I think we might be right now.
Beautiful. Hey, thanks for your time on the country, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.